What could go wrong? This was the title I thought, you know. It's pretty funny when we design software, right? You remember these memes when someone is drinking water in QA and the abuser is trying to drink the water in all the different cases? This is what we thought we should talk a bit more about today, because we think that security is missing quite a big aspect on the design side. So today we're going to talk a little bit about UI. And specifically about this, are you sure, confirmation dialogue. You probably have seen some of them in one way or the other. It introduces a lot of ambiguity as well. It's so hard I can even barely say the word ambiguity. I'm not a native speaker, but neither is this guy as well. But no one is really sure if you want to do that. I probably will never be able to get French citizenship after this talk, but it's all right. So a lot of these confirmation dialogues are introducing major security issues, which are left on the user. You know, as developers, we think this is easy, right? But sometimes it's not. I didn't want to take an example of Windows as well, but this is not a good example, so I thought, yeah, sure, we can do it. This is one deletion dialogue in Windows 10, and the first one is pretty okay, the second one, not so much. Can someone of you tell me what is the difference in the second one? Why is the second one worse? Anyone has any ideas?
Missing details.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you what it's going to do.
Missing details, it's not saying what it's going to do. And yeah, I think that's right. The first one is pretty good because you are deleting something and it tells you, like, maybe it's your baby photos from, I don't know, in the 90s. Maybe you don't want them deleted. And that's fine. You get the metadata here. But in the second one, you don't have these two, this information. You are just deleting two items. Imagine you're going quickly to the bathroom. You go back. You don't know what you are deleting, right? And maybe you click on yes because you are sure, right? As well, let alone the fact that these are using two different icons here, one time an X and one time a warning sign for the same kind of action. So this is like a very simple thing we are looking at. So basically, the issue happens when developers think that the users understand security as much as they do. And there's a gap as well. So some of you might know the privacy paradox as well. Now, I know security and privacy is not the same thing. But for the sake of the argument, I'm making them the same thing here on this slide as well. So in 2001, there was some research called the privacy paradox, and it describes very well how people think they care about privacy and how what they really do. So you might know after 2013, after the Snowden leaks, people were very angry. Like, what are we doing? We need to change something. I don't think there's a lot of things changing since then. So this is the privacy paradox. The people's behavior towards what they actually do and how they feel about it. It's a pretty big gap. So this is what we want to talk a little bit more about today, considering that we have only one microphone today. I'm just doing a little bit of an introduction as well. We are from URA Design. I'm Elio, and this is Anya as well. We do design and research, especially in open source, open science, and human rights projects. And today we are here because we believe that code audits shouldn't be the only thing we should look for in security audits and anything which touches security. There's a lot of attack surface on the UX side as well. And today we're going to touch a little bit more on the UI side too. And for this, I'm going to leave the microphone to my colleague Anya. And I need a second for this, which is always very fun. And she's going to talk a little bit about some use cases we have.
Thank you, Adiel. Can we bring back what's up?
What's up?
Thank you. Okay, so we will showcase two of the key studies or works that we have conducted that focus on security critical projects like Elio mentioned. Okay,